I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Divas simply singing. Women sharing their talents and fighting AIDS. Singer and actress Cheryl Lee Ralph created the annual fundraiser 17 years ago. And since the Divas take the stage tomorrow in Los Angeles, we have got Cheryl Lee Ralph herself. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So what was the impetus for this entire project?
For me, it really started back in the 80s when I was on Broadway doing Dreamgirls. I'm in the midst of one of the greatest times in my life, being on Broadway in such a monumental musical. There came one of the worst times, and that was when friends, cast members, producers, everybody, men just started dropping dead of a mysterious disease. And many of them died under stigma and shame and a deadly, deadly silence. And I just found it was unacceptable the way people treated them. And I said, this can't be right, human being to human being. So I was always trying to figure out a way to lift up the memory of my friends, to always celebrate their being, no matter what anybody thought about them. I knew them to be good, wonderful human beings. And then when I came here to California, there was still more silence. You know, it didn't seem like people were really talking about AIDS really in that warm, embracing human way, not the way they do about things like breast cancer. You know, it wasn't warm and fuzzy. It was still pariah, you know, those people over there. And I said, no, I'm going to figure out a way to bring my friends together so that we can commit in song, so that we can raise our voices and sing their praises. And now, you know, as the years have gone on, by the will of God, I hope that we're now a tool of prevention, because this disease does not have to happen.
On the level of performance, you have some amazing guests coming up. You mentioned Dreamgirls. Give me a little taste of what you're going to have coming up.
Well, you know, for the first time in a long time, Loretta Devine, Jennifer Holliday, and myself, the three of us are going to come together and be on the same stage together, something we haven't done in about 15 or 16 years. So it's going to be good to have the three of us, the three original Dreams, all together. We're only missing one, and that's Debbie Burrell. So we'll all be together there on stage. We'll be joined by Natalie Cole, Denise Williams, Paris Bennett, you know, from 06 American Idol. Oh, her grandmother, Ann Bennett Nesby, gospel great Dottie Peoples. I mean, we bring together a wide range of divas to come together in the best sense to fight the good fight against HIV and AIDS.
When you think about how this has grown, mm-hmm. you mentioned prevention.
Yes.
Do you think people are hearing the message?
You know, I don't think that they're hearing it as much as they need to. You know, when I tour the country with my one-woman show, I've gotten to the point where I tell people now, if you won't do it for yourself, and you've proven that, then do it for your children, because young people of every age, race, class, and color are being impacted by this disease in ways that we cannot imagine. And, you know, I just tell people, you don't see it. I'm out there. I'm traveling. I'm in their face. I see it, and you better wake up.
You mentioned your one-woman show, Sometimes mm-hmm. I Cry. Give us a sense, just a little taste of one of the characters that you portray.
Well, you know, Sometimes I Cry is based upon real women's real stories around HIV and AIDS. And for such a long time, women's stories, especially women of color stories, had not been told. Nobody even talked about the rising rate of infection in women of color. So I sat down and wrote down some of the stories of the women that I've met around the world, around the country. But one that I was intrigued by was a young African student I met in Arizona. And she said, "My sister, I need to understand, what is it with this ABC thing? They always talk about the ABC. A, you must abstain. But truly, I do not understand. Why would a woman want to abstain and not maybe have sex with her husband, you know, and maybe enjoy herself? And then they say, B, you must be faithful. Well, I believe that we women, we are faithful. But if your husband, if he is not faithful, then it does not work. You understand? And then in my country, you talk about condoms, condoms, condoms. What? You think it is easy? You think as a woman, I just go up to the store and I say, excuse me, I would like to have some condoms, please. And by the way, they are very expensive. So I do not understand this ABC. And I thought when she said that to me, my God, the message, although well-crafted, was delivered to the wrong audience, because she keeps talking about a husband. She keeps talking about a mate, you know, a one-on-one relationship, and still they're getting infected. So you have a message to a group, and it does what? No good. So, you know, that character, I love that character, because she's lost her sister, and she comes to America because her parents have to find a way to get her out of the community because she's been marked for using her voice to speak up. So she's come to America to learn all she can about AIDS. But she said one more thing. She said, my sister, why is it you, my black American sister, are letting happen to you what you see has happened to my people in my country? You who have everything, even those of you who have nothing, you have more than most people I know. You must do something.
And you are doing something. What does it make you feel?
Oh, my God. It makes me feel I have to hold on to hope. I have to keep my faith alive. It makes me feel like there's still a lot of work to be done.
Well, Cheryl Lee Ralph, thank you so much.
Thank you. Sometimes I Cry, this Sunday at the Hayworth Theater, 3 p.m.
Well, thank you. Actress and singer Cheryl Lee Ralph will be hosting the 17th annual Divas Simply Singing. It's an AIDS benefit happening tomorrow night at the Wilshire Ebell Theater in Los Angeles. Thank you.